Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us to move on now and get into our Ask a Pastor segment. We do have our Pastor Banda, and the question we're asking today is a question we did ask, I think, a week ago, if I'm not mistaken, and I see my producer needs for us to ask it again. And the question is very simple, Pastor Banda. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, by the way.
Good afternoon. Thank you and so much for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. Pastor Banda, our question for today is it ever acceptable? Is it ever acceptable for a pastor to leave the ministry to pursue another career?
Well, thank you, Naye. I must say that's a very interesting question there. The quick and short answer I may give is yes. As long as the ministry is a calling and the individual has a genuine relationship with God, they will never leave the ministry. That is, they will never walk away from that burden to serve, because that is God's purpose for their life from the beginning. They may change office, they may change organization, but will only improve the calling and not abandon it. Okay? And yes, it is acceptable, dear Naya, for a pastor to leave full-time pastoral ministry to pursue another career if it is prayerfully considered, it is spirit-led, and does not involve forsaking that calling to serve God and humanity. God's call can evolve in expression, even if the burden to serve never changes. Now, talking about the calling itself, we have seen Moses in Exodus who wanted to reject the call, but God negotiated with him. He failed. He failed to leave the call. In Judges, we find Gideon also wanted to abandon the call, but God insisted with him. Samson messed up his call with Delilah, but when he came back to God repentantly, God restored him to the purpose until he had accomplished it. Jonah, on the other hand, wanted to abandon the call altogether. Instead of going to Nineveh, he decided to go to Tarshish, but God was on him until finally the message was delivered there. The disciples, when Christ died, went back into fishing, but Christ assured them, "You will receive the Holy Spirit and you will be my witnesses." And we see them as apostles in the early church. So it is true that one may change office, one may change organization, but they will remain with the calling upon their hearts. Sometimes, due to misunderstandings, one may be dismissed from a church organization, or may indeed choose to change office or just leave, but the calling remains. They will use it wherever they go.
Here, our question really primarily focuses on the career. The assumption that we are making as lay people is that a calling is not the same thing as a career. Yes. Jesus had a career of being a carpenter, but called to be a rabbi and a savior. Mm-hmm. That's a simple example. We've got Paul, who was trained in the careermanship of being a lawyer and a council member of the Sanhedrin, but ended up becoming a minister and an evangelist. So I'm assuming we are able to distinguish between a calling and a career. Mm-hmm. And our inquirer today is asking whether you can leave a calling in pursuit of a career.
The scriptural precedence tells us that is not possible. And I think there are also quotations under Ellen White's writings which will support what I have just mentioned here. But to leave the calling, that may not be the truth. However, it is possible that in the ministry today, we may have those who might just have failed to find a lucrative career somewhere. And so they thought that ministry would be an easy way out. But then when they find pressures here and there, they just opt to bolt out and just find something else that is totally different. And you don't even find them in the calling of ministry, whether in preaching, in evangelism, in mission works, or whatever it might be. that might be an indication to me, and according to what scripture has told us, that it may have not been a calling after all.
Yo, okay. Okay, so if you leave and seek out a career, you probably were never called to begin with. Is that what the pastor is saying?
That is what I am saying. However, we also just want to follow this life closely to see what is happening there.
Right.
If you allow me, I'll share two quotations from Ellen White's writings.
Okay.
To just solidify that.
Yeah.
So in Manuscripts Releases, Volume 10, on page 204, Ellen White says, there are times when it is necessary for our ministers to engage in manual labor and other secular work
right.
in order to sustain themselves in the gospel.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at the life of James White himself, there were times when he would just put down his Bible and his literature, go with a sickle into the bushes and begin to cut grass there, and bundles it begins to sell off. But all that was still coming back to the sustenance of the ministry.
Mm.
We see Paul as a tent maker bending down with
Absolutely.
Priscilla and Aquila making tents.
Absolutely.
Right? The second quotation Ellen White gives us is found in Letters. Volume 10, I think, on 168 of 1909, where she says, if the Lord bids you go to work in a certain line, it is your duty to go, even though it may not be in the ministry. Okay?
Mm.
So this reveals that God's call can be redirected, but not abandoned at all. Okay, so we need to follow these individuals who purportedly have left ministry. Have they remained as an evangelist?
Mm,
have they remained as a Bible teacher?
Right, right.
Have they remained as an elder?
Okay. Yeah.
So if they go into another line of service but remain functioning in these lines of ministry,
right.
we may say they have left the office or the church organization,
right,
but
right.
are still answering to the call of ministry.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. I like that. I like that. Okay. So, am I understanding you well that the calling should never? Can you give us an example of people who left the calling? Do we have biblical examples of people who abandoned the calling?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to point out one who really abandoned the calling. And this is where I think the discussion becomes a bit difficult.
Right.
We have, yes, those who were able to, who expressed fear and hesitation. One of them in the New Testament is John Mark.
Right.
Okay, who goes out with Barnabas and Paul
and
into
Paul.
Ministry. But somewhere along the way, because
he betrays
the
them.
Challenges there.
Yes.
Right. He runs away from them. But eventually, God still speaks to him. And I'm told it's between that time when he ran away and the time that he rejoined Barnabas to continue with ministry that
right.
God spoke to him and he was able to write the book of Mark.
Right.
Okay. So we still see him coming back to the calling. So the calling really is something that is difficult to run away from once
right.
God has placed it on you. Probably it's because that when the calling comes on you, it's because you have totally surrendered yourself to God and you've told him, use me as you will.
Here I
but
am,
But then
Lord.
what will cause that momentary detouring could be as a result of fear
right.
of what you have found along the way. But
right.
God still comes to you to encourage you and brings you back on
right.
track.
Right,
keeps
right,
going.
Right. I must admit, Pastor, that I too tried to think to myself, who do we have in Scripture who is an example of a person who abandoned the calling? Now we have people who
That's
use
right.
the argument, Mfundisi, and this is my last question and I'll let you go. People, some people use the counter argument that, no, I did not abandon the calling. It's just has served its time. And they would quote people who were called minor prophets who were called just for a certain purpose. And once that purpose is served, they are done. They go back to their lives. And you made an example of Jonah, who was such a prophet, who was called purely to go and to speak to the Ninevites. And when it's done, his calling was over. How do you respond to people who are saying, no, I was not called forever. I was called temporarily for a particular cause, and I've served my cause, and now I'm going back to a career. How do you respond to those people?
Well, Naye, we have prophets like Nathan,
right,
who have lived and spoken for God, and yet they never wrote any book.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, but for us to conclude that after Nathan encountered David, his ministry ended there, and then he went back to his other life, might be too far to stretch
okay.
the scripture.
Okay.
All we can say is that perhaps the example of Amos, for example, who
right.
was a farmer and was called to come and minister in this way.
Right.
We may not conclusively say that after he expressed the prophecies in the book of Amos,
right,
and he put down his tools and went back to farming. We don't have that conclusive evidence,
right,
at least as far as my study has gone.
Yeah.
Nor do we even have the conclusive evidence that he put down his tools.
Yeah.
But regarding his putting down his tools, however, we can still conclude that he continued in ministry, because we don't have scriptural evidence that shows that anyone can easily put down their calling to ministry,
right,
or that the calling is just for a season and then God withdraws it. We don't
right.
have that evidence.
Is Jonah not such an example?
Well, even Jonah, we don't have that evidence where we are told that, because he's actually introduced as a prophet of God,
right,
all right?
Right,
or a servant of God. So just by that title already, we can conclude that that was his calling. And so this particular instance, when he's told to go to Nineveh,
right,
it's one particular instance that God decides to record, but there were others before this particular encounter.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like that. I am looking forward to this week in Fundisi. I like it. All right, all right. Thank you very much for your time, Pastor Terry Vanda. Really appreciate your time and your insights. I really am looking forward to the week. Have a wonderful day, further. Let's talk together again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you and blessings to all.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. That is Pastor Terry Banda. I'll ask a pastor for this week. Looking forward to all the other questions. Oh, I'm tempted to have more conversations with the good pastor to see. Did you pick his brain and find out what more we can learn from such men of God?
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.